All right, moving on now. Russia says that all options are on the table should Moscow retaliate against the latest rounds of U.S. sanctions. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says there are attempts by Washington to review the outcome of a presidential summit in Helsinki. Ryabkov says Moscow has not seen any signs that Washington is ready to normalize relations last month. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump met in the Finnish capital and reached some preliminary agreements. This week, the U.S. placed more sanctions on Russia in response to suspected violations related to cyber attacks and North Korea. Alex Powers now joins us from Veterans Today. He's speaking to us from Douala. Mr. Powers, welcome to the program. Walk us through the recent comments made by Russia stating that all options are on the table should it retaliate against the latest U.S. round of sanctions.
Well, you've noticed that they've sold all their U.S. Treasury holdings. I think they've sold the majority. I think they still hold about $14 billion worth of treasuries, but they've sold, I think, 80% of Russian holdings in U.S. treasuries. They're stocking up, you know, in gold bullion. I think the big push right now is going to be to create a financial system that is void of the dollar. The U.S. Or the SWIFT system, which is Belgian-based but is manipulated by the United States, is causing a lot of countries a lot of problems because the United States uses the financial system as they weaponize it. They control they manipulate the banks into not doing business with countries or citizens of those countries based on the fact that they can influence their currency, the U.S. dollar. They can put sanctions on banks. We have a SWIFT system, a money transfer system that, again, is weaponized. So I think that the U.S. is putting pressure on the Russians. The Russians are fairly being smart here. I don't think this is a, you know, escalation towards war, but I think the Russians, Iran, China, many Venezuela, many of these other countries are starting to wake up and to understand that the old system simply doesn't work, and that we are coming into a new world, a new age, and that we need a new financial system where we can't be hijacked by the American government. And even senior members of the German government mentioned this about a week ago, saying that it's time that we create a new financial system, transfer financial banking system that is void of the U.S. influence. That's the reality.
So a normalization of ties between Moscow and Washington seems like a far-fetched notion at this point.
I don't think they want that. You have the military-industrial complex, you have the security complex, where they want a boogeyman. I mean, look, there's no hard feelings between the Russians and the Americans. The average American would get along with a Russian. The average Russian would get along with an American. This is all propaganda. They're doing this so that we have a defense industry. You know, the war on terror was a failure. The only thing left that, you know, the Americans military-industrial complex really has in their media propaganda machine is to sprout these lies about Russia, how awful they are, and to keep this war machine going. Because the truth of the matter is, Russia's not even a, I mean, they're a strong country, but they're nothing. They can't compare to the United States in the amount of financial spending for both defense and just in general their spending. And it's not an even match. And Americans are simply just being bullies to the Russians. That's the way it's been for the last 50 years.
Mr. Alex Powers from Veterans Today, thank you, sir, for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.